Is a poem for you what fosters a feat of associations?
Well, that's one thing I think that happens in some of the poems, absolutely, that one goes from one stepping stone to another. Between the two electrical points, between the positive and the negative, the A and B, there's got to be somehow that a spark might leap across. And it's usually with at least two thoughts or images or phrases that these poems begin, and they're quite often heterogeneous ideas, to borrow that term from Johnson. So that one takes a piece of ice on the top of a barrel, and a memory of the school photographer coming around and that photograph, and puts them together. And somehow in the midst of it all, the hope is that some connection is made and some shape is made in the world. To go back to your phrase about Frost, I suppose a more familiar phrase of Frost is that a poem be a momentary stay against confusion. And I think in that sense, I suppose that's, insofar as I think about it during the actual activity of trying to write a poem, I suppose that's my sense of somehow making a shape, making a little construct in the world, which is, after all, what a poem is, a made thing in the world, that will, for an instant, allow me to make sense of at least a moment, where something will be clarified for a moment, where one's sense of the world will be revised, if only for an instant, not necessarily in any earth-shattering way, but so that one will never quite look again at whatever it is we're dealing with in the same way, which is a rather tall order, but I'm afraid it's the order I set myself anyway, and I'm sure many writers do, that at some level one wants to come out of the poem changed.